This audio is brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, the place to go for advanced dental technology and compassionate, patient-centred care. You can trust your smile with an expert team that puts your comfort first. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
Discussion. Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get an approval of the minutes for the November 19th, 2024 regular meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? On to unfinished business. Ordinance 1419, second reading. An ordinance providing for the annexation of Pike Addition to the town of the city of Buffalo, Wyoming. Can I get a motion to approve Ordinance 1419 on its second reading?
I would move we approve that.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance 1419 passes second reading. On to the big list of new business, all the exciting stuff here. Mayor's appointments. Alyssa Reamer, am I pronouncing that right? Buffalo Trails Board for a four-year term. Wendy Martin, Buffalo's Trail Board for a four-year term. Miss Nimick for a 1% optional sales tax, four-year term. And Travis Lawrence, 1% optional sales tax for a four-year term. Council, it's your pleasure to approve them all at once or to do them separately.
I move we approve all at once.
I have a motion for all at once.
Second.
Motion in 3 seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And for the public, those are all reappointments. Reports, Mr. Kirby.
Oh, well. Just in time. My time is pretty good.
Yeah.
Mayor and Council, I have no report to make unless you had any questions.
Mr. Easy.
Mayor, Council, just been busy processing contractor renewals. The next big project we have that did get approved, I've approved, is the ambulance barn, so they are permitted and they'll be starting up on that this week.
It's on the bypass road.
Correct, yep. Right next to the county fire building. That's all I got. Any questions?
Chief Cassett.
Good evening, Mayor. Good evening, Council. So we wrapped up the month of November with 2,466 calls into our 911 center, of which we responded to 511 incidents with 8 arrests. Two major cases of note. Number one, on the 19th of November, we received a call, a lookout. We had 3 suspects in a identified rented van from Texas that are responsible for some theft scheme out of North Dakota, South Dakota. We received lookouts from our fusion center with these 3 individuals that are actually part of a much larger organization. Kind of make a real long story short. They ended up hitting Sheridan, so we had a lookout from Sheridan County. It was the same 3 suspects in that vehicle. This was right before Council last week. We went and checked our gas stations. Nothing course, we cleared. I came here. The gas station I was at, they hit the zip trip. Got a call. It was the same individuals. Lookout went out. They ended up going to the Sinclair and KC, at which time Deputy Tag Dash from the Johnson County Sheriff's Office was down there, saw the individuals go in, saw the vehicle, ended up getting them stopped. We had them arrested. The following day, we did a search warrant on the vehicle as well as their phones. Inside the vehicle, we recovered a bunch of cigarettes, approximately 224 cartons of cigarettes. Doesn't sound like a big deal. However, they're using a tap to pay app on their phone. So it's you download Telegram on your phone. They get this link from the dark web. It creates a credit card that's fraudulent. You make up the name. You then download this app and the link onto your phone. You go to the tap to pay in these stores. They were specifically targeting a Verifone system. So they would look for this system that was being used in Cenex's, Love's. Turns out that this crew has been hitting North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, New Mexico, Washington, Oregon, Texas, Virginia, Philadelphia, New Jersey, Atlanta, and Florida, and Kentucky. I think I've talked to every single one of those states doing this investigation. So they are taking these cigarettes that are purchasing fraudulently, alcohol, electronics. They are then getting gift cards as well as lottery tickets. Then going back to Chicago, the crew that I had is out of Chicago and Atlanta. They're working in conjunction with each other, and then they're reselling to a fence, which is somebody who buys stolen property and resells it either overseas or in here. So $38,000 in cigarettes alone just in that vehicle that we took. And that was one trip. We know that they had two trips in our area. So just a great case, great teamwork with us, the Sheriff's Department. I've reached out to our federal folks in the ATF and the Secret Service. Hopefully they're going to get involved and we can take this case federally. Still under investigation. We're still identifying other suspects. We have other folks in North Dakota that are under arrest. So, but it's all coming together via our search warrants and our cell phones and the ability to dump those cell phones and give real-time information and link all these crews together. And we're talking three or four throughout the country, and they were here in Buffalo, and it was the Buffalo Police Department and the Sheriff's Office that broke this nationwide scheme. So just great police work done by all. It's a big case if that's anywhere in the country, regardless of where you're from. It's a good case. And then just last week, we had a call at the zip trip again for a young lady that was in the bathroom. She was scared. She had picked up two subjects that paid her $400 to transport them back to Kansas. While she was in the car with him, they talked about not wanting to get pulled over by the police. He had an open warrant. We get there. The officers did a really good job. They gave fake names. Turned out the gentleman that we identified had three outstanding full extradition warrants out of Kansas, out of Wichita, for narcotics, burglary, and gun violations. She tested clear, but we already made that arrest on her, got some dope out of the car. And so just another really good job by our officers going, you know, that extra step. That's why, you know, I preach the training and everything that we need. And so it's paying off in, you know, folding in. The two officers that went out that night were it was his first call after being out of the academy, Officer Knapp and Officer Morrison, both of which, you know, fairly new to police work, but their spidey senses went off. They did what they were supposed to do. And we got a really bad dude out of Buffalo and under arrest and transported back. Then it turned out that there was an open case in Butte, Montana, where the young lady was from. And they called because behind her dad's house was a stolen car out of Kansas. So we were able to, you know, clear many cases out of that, a stolen car, get this gentleman in custody back to Kansas where he's not in Buffalo anymore. So just two major cases that we dealt with in these last 2 weeks just here at the gas station in Buffalo. So the guys are doing a great job, and just thought you guys should know. So I'd love to answer any questions you might have about any of those cases.
Where are they from?
This crew, a lot of folks are out of Chicago, but we also have people out of Atlanta. So the connection is between Chicago and Atlanta. There are probably some from maybe New York. This is all branching out. Every single day I get new emails and I'm calling different departments. They're calling me. I actually reached out to an old partner in Baltimore asking him about this. He's my old partner. He's a detective. And he's like, well, we haven't heard it. Well, that was last week. Today I got an email from him, said, you'll never believe this, but in Western Maryland, they had a tap-to-pay scheme back in September with pictures. And So they've been at it for a while, and they're not hitting metropolitan areas. They are the one rental car, we were able to GPS that rental car, so we were able to create a map of their movements in this last trip. I call it a trip because we know of several. They put over 5,365 miles in a car in 4 days, and they are just targeting gas stations that are using this Verifone system because of this technology they have in their phone. So what it does is when you tap to pay, it creates an offline transaction, which shuts the Verifone system down, but it's approving the transaction. So they get all their goods and their merchandise, they get in the car, they're out the door, well, 5 minutes later the Verifone comes back online and then says, you know, there's $0 or it's a fraudulent transaction. So they're getting away scot-free and making money hand over fist. And so it's good to know that our little department here in Wyoming was able to put a really big dent in quite a large scheme. So
you got them locked up?
Yes, sir. They are on a $50,000 cash bond right now. So
sounds like that would be a problem for them.
Yeah.
Do you let him out of jail to have a cigarette with
him? No, but I had some cigarettes for sale. For both. Just kidding.
Half price.
Yeah.
Good work.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate
That's
it.
Awesome.
Yep. Alrighty. Sorry, guys.
Kevin, it's your turn to talk.
You know, Mayor and Council, I don't believe I have anything to add. Okay. Do you have any questions?
No questions.
Do you want to hear about landscaping and retaining walls?
Absolutely.
You want to hear it. Also, give you a quick update. So, Sunset's kind of getting close to the light at the end of the tunnel. We'll probably do a walkthrough this week, generate kind of a punch list of stuff that either needs fixed or that kind of stuff for the contractor to do. They're finishing up landscaping and some retaining wall work right now this week. So we're close. Then the other one, I guess they started installing the light poles on Flatiron. So they got 12, I believe, of those to put in. So that should go fairly quickly, and we'll have that done as well. And happy to answer any questions.
Sprinklers
are getting fixed. They'll have to double check when sprinkler season is on to make sure sprinklers are fixed properly. That'll be on their list.
Perfect. Yeah, leak check next spring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Are there any oral or written comments? Hearing none. Announcement. City County meeting December 17th at 7 a.m. City Council meeting December 17th at 5 p.m. Planning and Zoning Board meeting December 17th at 1 p.m. Just a reminder, city offices are closed December 24th in the afternoon, December 25th and January 1st. Can I get a motion to approve the bills as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And council, if there's no more business before us from you folks, can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
This audio was brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry in Buffalo. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.